This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, June 2nd. God's word for you today is remember. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. And it says, "You were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross." God already knew every sin you were going to commit before you were born, and he paid for it. I know pastors do not want to tell us this, and they mean well, but the truth is, they cannot be holier than God. We cannot be holier than God. He already knew beforehand and before you were born, and he paid the price for it. Read your Bible. When you have power over something, it is a misnomer to be under that thing. For example, let's say you have been released from a prison and you were given power over that prison. The prison warders and the security personnel, they all are under your feet as far as authority is concerned. It will be foolishness for you to then go and sleep in that prison. Jesus paid for your sins, past, present, and future. However, it is not a license for you to go back into bondage. God knows that as long as you are in this flesh, you will stumble and make mistakes. But every mistake has been completely paid for. So, the prison, the warders, and the security personnel are all under your command. Your home is in the palace with your father. It does not make sense to go back and be yoked again with the yoke of sin. Can you see how the whole thing works? It is so beautiful. A man asked his friend, "Are you sure you are going to heaven?" And the friend said, "Yes, I am going to heaven." The man asked again, "How do you know you are going to heaven?" The friend responded, "I keep all the commandments." "Is that how you know that you are going to heaven?" He asked again. "Yes," his friend said. "Okay, list the commandments," he demanded, and the friend could not even list one. "How can you keep what you do not even know?" Guess what? The Ten Commandments are just the moral law. There are other laws that you do not even know. If you want to go by the law, by the Spirit of God, you will live above those laws and you fulfill them because through the Holy Spirit is a fulfillment. We are complete in Him. Beautiful. Laws simply work on outside behavior. They do not work on inside change. For example, if I take a pig whose natural domain is mud and I give it a bath, I moisturize the pig's skin and spray nice perfume on it. I put human hair and lipstick on the pig plus really nice makeup. No matter how I present it to you, the pig is still a pig. It can be a beautified pig, a decorated pig, or a perfumed pig, but it is still a pig. What God did was to give you a new heart and a new nature. He transformed you from a pig into a sheep. Amazing grace. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.